Expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda. I was
working. Hello and welcome to the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Skarda, and we are live talking from MacArthur Airport on Long Island, and exciting night tonight. We are actually talking unfranchised tonight. We're talking to Tom Stridion from mybusinessventure.com. This is a great business opportunity for folks that want to get into an internet business for a little amount of money compared to franchising. So we're gonna talk about all that in a minute. But the Franchise Radio Show is live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We are on the franchiseradioshow.com if you are on a computer somewhere. And also every show is on the website, and that's the franchiseradioshow.com. And on iTunes, Franchise Radio Show is on iTunes podcast. So the mission here is we want to give unbiased information about small business, franchising, everything you wanted to know about a franchise, how to own one, how to buy one, how to sell one, how to turn your business into a franchise, and also how to finance every option that you could think of. This is your place to get that info. We also have our phone lines open. Anyone who wants to talk and ask questions tonight, we are at 631 area code. And it's 451-1039. Again, 631-451-1039, 103.9. So tonight we are talking with Tom Stridion from mybusinessventure.com. So Tom's the CEO and the president. These guys are based out of Smithtown. And Tom has been in this business, actually started 24 years ago, and we're going to talk about that. But it's interesting because Tom is, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's accomplished, but this businessventure.com has been around for over two decades. Started with $100 investment and out of his bedroom, two bedroom apartment, and now the revenues are in the millions, and there's millions of, I shouldn't say millions, but probably hundreds of users of mybusinessventure.com. So the company has, of course, come over some obstacles and beat some obstacles, which we're going to talk about. And the experience is just phenomenal, and we're going to learn from Tom tonight. And it's all about, you know, positive attitude and the inspirational story that Tom will share. This is going to be very exciting because, you know me, and inspirational stories. Love it. Tom speaks at community college here, Suffolk County Community College, and, you know, had a tough childhood and became really, really successful. So he's married, has two sons who are both attending college on Long Island. And Tom does not look old enough to have kids in college. But anyway, so when we're not, you know, putting in hours of work, and he never slows down, Tom, but he is involved in charitable ventures that I want to talk about tonight also. I'd love to bring the charity element into the show. So, 8 triathlons, and that's probably how we met, right?
Yeah, that's how we met, right. That's correct. Through our mutual friend.
But wait a second. I was not running the triathlon.
You were not.
I know people who run triathlons.
We also swim them and bike them.
That's right.
The run is the end.
That's right. I wouldn't know that because I don't do it. I only know of people.
Yes.
So Noah Lamb, who's a great friend of mine and a friend of yours, introduced us some years ago. And when I got the show going, I made a list of people who I wanted to have on the air. And so you were on the list, and we finally got you here. So this is exciting. Welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Tom. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to talk, and maybe we can educate some people, inspire some people to start a business that maybe thought about it and didn't think that they could do it. Maybe we can share some stories to inspire them tonight.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's what this is all about. It's inspiration. And, you know, business ownership is not for everybody. But what I like about my business venture is kind of like putting one toe in the water. It's not
That's
like you
right.
have to quit your job, right? So tell me a little bit about this. Let's tune everybody in here.
Okay, well, how we kind of started is we started as a very small business, obviously, out of a house with $100, built it into a big business, but we never forgot our roots. And what we found is that a lot of people want to start a business but really don't have any idea of what to do, what to sell, how to market. So what we did is we put together a program where we build them a website, provide them with a product to sell, credit card processing, a logo, a domain name. We even started a company that does training for them called MBV University. And basically, our goal is to try to help them start from scratch. I would say that even though these people are business owners, most of them became a business owner the day they signed up with us. So we really have a work cut out for us because we have to do a lot of educating. So our goal is to try to help them become a business, realize their dream, but at the same time, not break the bank. So as we had spoken about yesterday a little bit, with a franchise, there's a lot bigger of an investment, and it could really cripple someone if it doesn't work out. So with a lot of our clients, what actually happens is they may not even do this business forever, but they may use it as a stepping stone or some type of a learning curve to try to become, understand what it takes to be a business owner. And a lot of times, as you and I both well know, it's not for everybody.
Right. You know. So what is the investment for my business venture?
Our investment level, I would say realistically, you're looking at $4,000 to $8,000, somewhere in that range. People can get started for less. However, sometimes if their budget is less than $4,000, we're going to tell them that it's going to be difficult to have enough money to market the business. What we find a lot of times is people will come into the business, have just the $4,000, their doors open, we build them their site, and now they have no money to market their business. So our consultants, their job is, believe it or not, to regularly turn away business, business that we feel is not good business for us or for the client, to try to minimize the headaches. And we want everyone to have at least a good experience with us, if not the best chance of success. And if someone comes in and says, look, $4,000 is all I have, I had to sell my car to do it, we're going to advise against that. This shouldn't be a life-changing financial decision. Right. And if it is, we tend to tell them that this is probably not a good fit for them. And we will regularly turn away business if it meets that mold. Because we're not about chasing every last dollar. We're about bringing on good clients that are going to be successful, or at least have a good chance to be successful.
So if I came to you and I was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing Amway or, maybe doing this business venture. What happens? Do I sign a contract and then you build me a site? I mean,
Yeah, pretty much what happens is, we believe it or not, where we get most of our contacts or our leads is right the same places that franchises would, that are selling franchises. We advertise primarily on franchise opportunity websites. And the reason we advertise on there is because a lot of people go there thinking they can afford a franchise for $100,000, $200,000, $50,000. When they get there, they say they really don't have the income to do that. So we're kind of a drop-back option for them. And what we found is that the advertisers on these sites say that our company produces more leads than most of the other ones combined.
Wow.
Based on our investment level. Most times if they're putting $4,000, $8,000, they're not in a contract with us. So God forbid it does not work, they're under no obligation to continue with us. They can sell their business, turn it off. A lot of times people will be with us for years and do very well. Sometimes in 2 months, somebody's like, I don't know how I got into this, but I don't want to do any work. So we have a lot of different types of clients that contact us, but...
Right. And you have that with franchises,
oh, my gosh. Yes, I know, because we also do credit card processing, and we do some franchises, and even with that investment level, we find the same thing.
It's crazy, yeah.
You know, a business is not for everybody, and I think a lot of people just think, well, hey, I'm going to start a business, invest $4,000, and now I can just sit back, I'm the CEO, and I'm going to make money. Yeah. When you and I know in reality what happens is you invest the money, you open the doors, and now the real work starts.
Right.
You know, there's no such thing as 40-hour weeks. You're basically 24/7 making it happen, whatever you need to do to be successful. And we try to impart that knowledge into them, our clients. And most time we're pretty successful, but sometimes, obviously, it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, my wife Gina's here tonight, and we wanted...
Hi, Gina.
We wanted to... It's Tom Squared, by the way.
Yeah.
Two times.
T1 and T2.
Yeah.
You can be T1 because it's your show.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be T2 tonight. I'm usually T1 wherever I go, but I'm going to have to defer to you today.
That makes sense. I'm not worthy of the honor, but I'll carry the torch for tonight.
Thank you.
Because we're always looking. My son is 23. My son Anthony. And we're talking about businesses for mm-hmm. him. We're talking about online businesses. He wants to get into something, you know, selling seconds on Amazon and stuff like that. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, a lot of our customers, we're actually providing them with a website, about 15,000 products. We update the site. We keep it, you know, current. Their job is just the market. I would say 70% of our clients will also sell on other avenues also, such as Amazon, eBay, to their friends, things like that. We give them information on how to help do that, but we try not to get too involved because we'll regularly have people calling us saying, I'm advertising on Amazon, but I'm having a problem uploading an image to Amazon. We're like, well, you have to call Amazon. We can't help you with that. But yes, technology is where it's at. Online, it's where it's at. As you can see, most investments are going into technology now. So if someone's going to start a business, or if I was going to start a business, we'd be rooted in some type of a technology business. That's where I would put my money.
So is it really, what kind of things are you selling? You said it's 15,000 items?
Basically, we were building them a website. We can build regular websites for clients, but believe it or not, most people come to us because they have no idea what to sell. So we partnered with a dropshipper who has everything from name brand electronics, toys, gifts, games, perfumes, colognes. And basically, we load their site with all of these products. They can also add their own products if they have different product lines. So it's almost like a little Walmart or a Target online that they're offering. The nice thing and the reason that we've been successful and we've had a lot of growth and so have our clients is we found that one of the biggest challenges our clients were having is shipping costs.
Right.
And the shipping cost is usually very high. So what we decided to do about a year and a half ago is I had this what seemed an insane idea at the time to anytime a client sells anything, we're going to cover their shipping costs.
Right.
Now, what happened was a lot of people thought that I was crazy, that we were going to go out of business by doing this, including the drop shipper. What ended up happening is our business doubled. Mm-hmm. So that more than offset the shipping costs that we were covering for our clients. Our clients were more successful, which meant that we could charge more for our program. So overall, sometimes looking at things, you can't just look at bottom dollar. You have to look at the effect that's going to have, and is it going to be positive or negative for the company? And it's probably the smartest thing that we ever did, even though at the time I got some weird looks from people when I ran the idea by them.
Sure, yeah. And I think eventually, I mean, Amazon had everybody go free shipping.
That's the thing. If you can't compete or if the price on the product is okay, but the shipping is $8, well, there goes your profit margin. And you people are looking for free shipping today. So all of our clients automatically get free shipping on every single thing that is ordered, no matter what. If they sell through Amazon, they do have to cover the shipping on that because that's not through our website. But any orders through our website, we cover 100% of the shipping for them. And we even now order the products for them. So when an order goes through, we receive the email just like they do, just like the customer does, and we actually place the order and send the tracking number. So they're pretty hands off. Their job is to market this business and make sales. They really don't have to do much of the legwork. We have an admin team that's going to take care of that for them. And again, that's another reason I feel we're successful is that we have live people answering the phone. We have a training company. We have all types of customer service. We have support. It's not like when you call someplace and you're getting voicemail and punch your account number and you never get anyone on the phone. And when you finally do, they ask for all that information again.
Right.
We don't do that. If you call our office during normal business hours, you will always have a live person within two rings.
So, and the training thing is interesting to me. I think, you know, when I was up at your office, whenever it was last year.
Right.
You were telling me about that, and so yeah. Like you could get like more and more training. You're going to pay for it, right? But
most of our packages now actually include a training. About 4 years ago, we launched a company called MBV University. It's actually based out of Atlanta. All our Atlanta office does is train our clients. They're on training right now, I'm sure, because a lot of it's in the evenings. And it's not really a huge profit center for our company, but that's not the reason that we started it. We started it to so we can minimize the attrition of our clients and give them a better chance at success. And a lot of the classes don't necessarily revolve around how to make sales. It's how to be a business owner, how to be an entrepreneur, practicing good habits, tax breaks, all these types of things that these people really, many of them do not know because it's their first time. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So a lot of the mistakes that I made and a lot of the things that I had to learn, we're trying to speed up their learning curve a little bit. And it's been super, super successful.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it an online training?
Yeah, it's an online training where we actually can log in. They can see the computer. They can see the trainer. They can pass screens back and forth. So we also have a student portal where they can log in after and check out every, you know, download anything they need. So it's really pretty interactive, and it's something that we're actually expanding. We're recently expanding our offerings for the training to really push that angle more, because that's what's going to keep customers happy. It's one thing for them to invest the money, but when they see that they're getting training with that, in fact, sometimes people after 3 or 4 training sessions, their training runs out, to say, hey, I still need help with this. We'll go ahead and just give them another free training session or two, even though we have to pay our trainer to do that. Our goal is to keep our customers happy. And if, as a business owner, if you don't just chase every last dollar and make everything about the bottom line, believe it or not, you'll actually do better that way.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in that. That's awesome. That's great stuff. So when you're talking about the website and the marketing, so I buy this venture from you, and I could call it
whatever you want. You're going to come up with the business name yourself. We'll help you with that to make sure it makes sense. Then you're going to send us over a logo form. We're going to have one of our graphic designers create a logo for you that we're going to go back and forth until you're 100% happy. We'll start branding the business.
Okay.
And we'll really get them off and running. And basically, we're providing them a turnkey business where now they just have to put in the blood, sweat, and tears like you and I did to actually make it successful. So,
and that means like email marketing, or
it means everything grassroots marketing, from telling your neighbors and your friends to buy something off your website to working with local charities or churches, Facebook marketing. We have a Facebook store we can now offer to people, a search engine submission. There's a multitude of ways, using Amazon or eBay to gain customers initially and then transfer them to website clients. So there's a lot of different ways, and that's some of the stuff we discuss. But again, it also depends on the budget that the person has, and most of our clients, their marketing budget is not going to exceed $2,000 to $3,000. So they're going to have to do some legwork with that. We can give them all the tools, but they're going
to
have
$3,000 a day, a month, a year.
Total. So some of them do have more, but I would, if the website costs or the investment level is $4,000, they're probably going to invest $2,000 to $3,000 in marketing with us or with somebody else to try to gain some customers and gain some traction.
So if I got my website with you and there's like 3 items that I think are really great, women's hair dryers or whatever, I could do online advertise, like do a video and do like a click funnel.
We have all that kind of stuff. We have YouTube marketing packages where we'll build you a YouTube channel and create videos for you. We have tons of different types of marketing depending on, there's certain people, they're not comfortable with social media. Now, if you're going to be online and you're going to have an online presence, you have to be comfortable with social media. We had somebody call today and say, well, I just don't really understand how to do it. We said, well, we need to get you into training to show you how to do it, because it's going to be an inexpensive way to gain traffic to your website. So again, it's about training them and having them understand what's involved in being a business owner. It's not a 40-hour job. It's a 24-hour job many times. Even now, it's not uncommon for me to not necessarily be at work, but be actually working 70 plus hours a week. It's just, that's how it is. If you want to be successful and you have that drive, you do what it takes until you're done.
Right. It's all the persistence making it happen. I mean, if you want a 40-hour a week job, there's jobs for you.
Of course.
A business owner, you're building equity, in this kind of thing. I'm not sure if you're building equity, but you're building a lifestyle.
Of course, that's the idea. And the idea is to build a lifestyle and also to have some type of it's not necessarily even financial freedom, it's just freedom to have everything in your hands. So if you like to be in control of your destination, which I do, I would prefer to have the control, whether I make it or not, have that be on me instead of somebody else.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And that's how a lot of my clients feel as they're buying, franchises. I mean, the big difference with a franchise, this is just a much bigger operation. I'm assuming the returns are different, which, that's all government regulated. We can't talk about returns.
Right.
But, the thing that's interesting to me is that a lot of people come to me and they're like, I don't know if I want a franchise, but I kind of want to, do like a multi-level marketing thing or something just to get something going. And this is like a step above that.
Yeah, this is about 3 steps above that. multi-level marketing is probably, a lot of our clients are coming from something like that, where they were promised they were going to be driving a Ferrari in 2 weeks, and right. we have to tell them that yes. that's not how it works. In fact, Nowhere. You're probably never going to drive a Ferrari. I don't drive a Ferrari. So right. the idea is that this is going to hopefully, you know, some people, a successful venture for them could be $2,000 a month extra.
Right.
What they consider success is going to be, you know, up to their lifestyle and what they're looking to get out of it. But if someone asks and says, hey, I want to make $10,000 in the first week of doing this, we're probably going to turn them away.
Cool. Well, we are live with Tom Stridion from My Business Venture, mybusinessventure.com, and we're going to talk more about what this is all about and how you can get involved and where you got to go to find out more about this. And this is the FranchiseRadioShow.com. If you have any questions, feel free to call in, and it's 631-451-1039. This is the Franchise Radio Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. If I had the guts to say.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Scarta.
Welcome back to the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Scarta, and we are live. We are talking about mybusinessventure.com. We have Tom Stridion with us, and he is the founder, started this My Business Venture thing like, oh my God, over 20 years ago, and it has been flourishing. It's been successful, and I met Tom through a mutual friend of ours, Noah Lamb, because they all do this thing called triathlons, which I can't fathom that. I can't get my head around it. But Tom, welcome back.
Thanks.
So, triathlons, man. What is your typical day like? I mean, how do you do this?
I consider myself a part-time triathlete. I'm not one of the most serious at it, but I like to do it to challenge myself and put myself outside my comfort zone, which is where I find most growth in my life. A typical day, I would say I wake up about 5. I'll give you today. I woke up at 5 o'clock. By 5:30, 5:45, I was out the door. I biked 12 miles. I ran 4 miles. Came back, showered, went to work. Do my regular day, come home, eat dinner, and just keep working from there. So the Wow. days are pretty long, but you have to get the training in early or else you don't get it done. I'm actually, a lot of triathletes, or some of them are probably listening that are in my group. They make fun of me because I don't get down to Cedar Beach to swim early enough. I get there at 6:30 or 6:45 like I will be tomorrow, and they're down there at 5 a.m. So I don't necessarily consider myself a high-end triathlete. I do complete the races, but these people are inspiring to see the dedication they put into to really make it work.
So my question, I got one question for you, though.
Okay.
When do you get your nap in?
When do I get my nap in? I'm actually lucky that I have a natural energy and I'm usually go, go, go. It's kind of funny. A lot of times I'll be away. I'll be in Las Vegas on a business trip. It could be, you know, 8:30 in the morning here, and I'll be messaging my assistant and saying, hey, how's everything going at the office? And she'll be saying, don't you ever sleep?
Yeah, really.
And it's very difficult for me to unplug from my business. It's something that I work to do, but we do have, you know, close to 1,000 websites, so I have to make sure that those are staying up at all times.
Wow.
So I constantly have to do check my phone and make sure things are going okay. Again, at 5 a.m. when I get in the morning, I check my email, make sure there's not emergency support issues. If there are, I take care of them then. Otherwise, they can wait till 9 when we get in if they're not important. But it's very difficult for me to unplug. I have a natural energy, which is I'm very lucky to have, but it is hard for me to slow down. Tomorrow I'm actually taking a half a day, which is pretty uncommon for me, but I will do it.
What are you going to do?
We're going to be heading out to Greenport to go walk around and have some dinner out with my wife and my son and his girlfriend. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. So that's something not typical of me, but something that I do need to do. And I really only need a half a day, even max 2 days to recoup, and I'm ready to go again.
That's awesome. So are you going to like the Frisky Oyster or Claudio's?
I forget where we're going. My wife looked at the menu and found a place that was good for everyone. I'm pretty easy, so I'll go with the flow.
Okay.
It's one time I don't want to be in charge out there. I'll just do what everyone else wants to. I have to be in charge at work, so it's kind of a nice change for me to just go where I'm told.
I totally get that. Absolutely. But, you know, I count you as a leader, and I want to talk a little bit about leadership. I mean, in your opinion, what are some of the most important skills any leader can learn, and how do you really get the best out of your team, out of your staff?
Well, I think the biggest thing is for them not to look at me necessarily as a boss. I don't like when people say, this is my boss. I want to be their coworker. I may have a different position there and different responsibilities, but we're working towards the same goal. So the first thing that I found that being a leader is you have to be empathetic. People have issues. You have to be understanding. And also, you have to not always be worried about how much money you're going to make. Recently, I think I was just telling you the story before, an employee came to me and said, hey, here's $1,500 of sales upgrades this client would like to add. And I looked at him and I said, hey, John, I go, if you do it this way, you'll actually make an extra $150 on this. And he looked at me and he said, why would you do that? I go, that's taking money out of your pocket. And I said, well, I do that because that's the right thing to do. And I feel that if you treat people correctly, you'll make plenty of money. I don't worry about how much money I'm going to make. I've made, you know, as recently as 4 years ago, my taxable income was zero. So I don't concern myself with how much money I'm going to make. I try to do things the right way and take care of my employees. And I think most of them, we have virtually zero turnover, especially in our consultants.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually looking for one now, but that's because we're expanding, not because we're replacing somebody. But
that's awesome.
Even Joe, who you just met before, he's been with me 20 plus years. So our turnover is almost zero.
That's amazing.
And I'm lucky enough that the people that work for me, many will run through brick walls because they're loyal, because they know that I'm going to be fair and I'm going to take care of them. And it's not going to be...
It's good karma.
It's not going to be how much I'm going to make. Of course, everything's about karma. And if you pay it forward and you're not worried about everything that, you know, that you're going to make, I find that, you know, we were talking even earlier about charity. The more charitable things I do, try to help anyone, it could be anything from getting them a cup of coffee to you know, donating $100 for something, all of a sudden sales start rolling in.
So, we have a charity association.
Yeah, we actually formed a company called MBV University in December, along with my triathlon group. We raised about $5,500 for toys for homeless children living in shelters on Long Island.
Huh.
My MBV Gives Back is funded 100% by me. There's no administrative cost, so every penny we receive goes directly to the charity.
Wow.
We're looking to work now with the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, and also they provide service dogs to veterans.
Huh.
So that's our next charity that we're working on. And I'm involved in a lot of the charitable things. I sometimes forget when my account asks me, because that's not really the reason that I do it. I try to balance growing up. I explained to you earlier, my family didn't have very much money. We depended on the kindness of others for us to make it through food and money being left in our house. And I always remember that those people were faceless. They didn't leave a note saying, they weren't looking for thank yous. So a lot of the things I like to do what I call stealth giving,
mm-hmm.
where I would say 70% of the giving I do, other than the person receiving it, and even maybe not even the person receiving it, won't know where it came from.
Wow.
I try not to publicize that because I don't want to self-promote myself. We all know the people that donate $20 and want a pat on the back and a parade thrown in their
right,
honor.
Right.
I do it. I try to do it for a different reason, just to pay it forward. Because I remember how I always said, if I was, you know, fortunate enough to do that, after people helped me, that I was definitely going to do that. So that's something I would really, moving forward, when I finally do retire or become more, you know, I don't want to say successful, but more established, I would like to do more philanthropy work. That's really where I feel like I grow, and I feel like I'm giving back and making the world a little bit of a better place.
That's awesome. So you need to meet Mike Gould, who does Houndstown radio show here on Wednesday nights, and he has a charity all about dogs and
mm-hmm.
and also 100% with no administration costs.
Yeah.
So that maybe someday
that's fantastic.
Introduce you guys.
My big thing, especially anything with children, single moms, people growing up,
sure.
I'm having a hard time because I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So no, there's no question. This for 24 years.
Well, yeah, it wasn't always called My Business Venture for 24 years. We rebranded the business as we changed our business model a little bit. We used to do credit card processing primarily, and we saw that that industry was starting to lose its revenue, was starting to become more of a commodity where every phone call was, what's your rate? And we really were not able to provide decent service at the prices that we were offering. So we started to build websites, and before you knew it, that became way bigger of a revenue source than the merchant accounts, which is now maybe 5% of our revenue, if that. So your business always evolves, and if you stay stagnant, you're going to go out of business, which, you know, in 20 some odd years, I've had many ups and downs. Luckily, right now, we're doing fantastic, and I hope that continues. But, you know, I'm prepared for if it doesn't. That's just part of the of the job, and it's not as glamorous as people may think. I do everything from empty the garbage to answer the phones to type applications, whatever needs to be done. I'm willing to do that.
So we're talking with Tom Stridine from My Business Ventures here in Smithtown on Long Island. So Tom, tell me what motivates you? Who inspires you out there?
Well, I would say that I'm pretty self-motivated. To give you an idea, I would say the first motivating person, or the person who was kind of inspirational to me, was my mom. She may not know that, and I doubt that she's listening. She lives in Florida, but I told her recently that watching her and my mom and dad got divorced, she was, you know, was in the 70s when there was mostly stay-at-home moms at that time. So she had no education. She went back to college and became a nurse, and I watched her struggle, but always put food on the table and always, you know, provide for us the best that she could. So she was probably my first inspiration and gave me the work ethic that I have now. Cool. The second was my dad. Even though my mom and dad were divorced, we were close, and I saw my dad every weekend, and he started a business later in life and became very successful. And watching the way he treated his employees gave me an inspiration that, hey, if I ever start a business, I'm going to treat people like that as well. I have a bunch. The third is probably my wife, who believed in me a lot of times when I didn't believe in myself. You know, I'd come home and she would just say, hey, how was it today? And sometimes she would be afraid to ask on a bad day. And she stuck with me through a lot of the times where I probably was not the best husband because I was just so tortured that I was trying to make this business work and I didn't know how. Mm-hmm. And she stayed with me. We stuck with it and we turned it around. And I'm very fortunate. And also the people that motivate me are the employees that work with me. Watching how hard they're dedicated, I'm motivated to do the best I can for them, give them every tool in the world to be as successful as they can at our company. So I have many motivating factors, including just being self-motivated as well.
Is there any, I don't know if you're a reader or not, but are there any books that have helped you, inspired you, turned you around?
You know, there was a book I recently read. I don't even remember the name of it, but basically the idea was, you know, it starts with why. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing what you're doing? And I do read a lot of different books. I listen to TED Talks. I found in the last couple years, I've been much more open to trying to learn a lot more. And I realized the more I listen to the people who are inspirational, like yourself, or could be Noah, or anyone on do these TED Talks and these different inspirational speakers, that I really know very little. And I'm trying to, you know, broaden my horizons and learn from these different people. When you hear what they say, you realize how inspiring they are and how much they've really thought about things that maybe I haven't. So,
well, don't listen to me because I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you.
I don't know. How about, like, I'm big with quotes and stuff like that. Do you have any favorite quotes?
I actually have a couple different quotes. One of them is probably one that you wouldn't think would be an inspiration to somebody, but something that kind of motivates me. It's from a movie called Wedding Crashes, which didn't have a lot of lot of content like that, but it's called Rule 76, No Excuses, Play Like a Champion. Yeah. And that's how I try to live my life. Don't make excuses, because if you become a victim, you're never going to get out of it. You have to take, when things are going good, you know, take credit for it. When they're going bad, you know, take ownership of that.
That's good.
Another one is, one I like is, some people dream of success and others wake up and work hard at it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people, I want to be successful, but you don't see them ever do anything to get towards that.
Yep.
And the third one would be, let me see. The third one would be, if your dreams do not scare you, they're not big enough.
Yeah. I love that one.
So
that's
again,
a good one. Yeah.
I'm trying to live as much as I can, or not always, but step outside of my comfort zone a little bit more than normal. to see what I'm capable of. I think we're capable of a lot more than we realize. We're just afraid to put ourselves in those situations. You know, speaking at Suffolk Community College, well, yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking being in front of all those students and having them stare at you for an hour and trying to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. Being in here, well, it's not necessarily nervous, but you have to make sure you're on your game. So putting yourself in these situations is where you're going to grow as a person.
Right.
And I really embrace that now as opposed to run from it. I run towards it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You got to be comfortable. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
That's correct.
That's how I feel. And I feel that all these kind of choices, when somebody calls you and says, hey, you want to speak at the college, your choice is really the choice between uncertainty and unhappiness. Because the unhappiness is not doing it because you're scared and you regret it. The uncertainty is where the magic happens.
That's correct.
Right? So when you're choosing uncertainty, you grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying.
And also, I've been fortunate enough to be in a position where I'm doing okay. So if I can impart some wisdom to somebody and maybe help them or inspire them in some kind of way, no matter what it is, not even necessarily in business, just in life. And everyone wants to wake up happy. That's success. Success is waking up happy, feeling fulfilled, paying it forward. It really has very little to do with money and power. Although when most people say, are you successful, they're talking about money and power. But that's not my definition of it.
And right. And it shouldn't be. But most people don't get that. You're totally right about that. But I think, you know, as I heard about your business tonight, what I'm thinking about is it's one giant pay it forward to everybody. I mean, I don't know if you realize the ripple effect that your business has, because if you get somebody in business, a man or a woman, they scrape up this money, which for some people is their life savings, $4,000.
Correct.
And you give them the opportunity to sell a couple of products online while they're sleeping. You know, they have to do the work. They have to do the marketing. But then, you know, a couple of bucks rolls in. I mean, that's going to get the kids books and, you know, new school clothes and that kind of thing. I mean, it's amazing what can happen with a little business like that. So you're giving people, you said you have 1,000 websites almost, and so that's like 1,000 people you're giving an opportunity to that otherwise would not have had this opportunity to do, you know, make anything.
Yeah, we like that we're giving people and I a chance to start a business, and not just that, we're providing a little bit better support than they would have had if they would just go out on their own. If they tried to do this on their own, it would probably run them $20,000 to do it.
Easy.
If not, and they wouldn't even know who to call. We have all the pieces in place so they can leverage our expertise and pricing and get started for much less. So I'm proud of what we do. I feel good about it. I feel good about what we're doing to help the community and pay it forward. And like I said, is anytime we seem to do those kind of things, better things happen for the company. So I was interesting. In the last couple of days were kind of slow. I sent around an email that I sometimes send that talks about when you're in a sales slump or things are going bad, here's 7 tools that I use. Mm-hmm. The rest of the day, we had a fantastic day. So sometimes it's just even going out on the floor, speaking to the people that work for you and letting them know, hey, listen, this is a business and we do have to produce, but in the grand scheme of life, hey, let's have a good time. And if we do and we can relax, there'll be plenty of success and money for everybody here.
Right. And we're talking with Tom Stradiron from mybusinessventure.com. And the phone lines are open if you want to call 631 area code 451-1039. We're talking about inspiration and leadership in business. And I think it was Sam Walton who used to do what they call managing by walking around. And it was very inspirational to be able, I studied Sam Walton, and he would purposely give people name tags so he could call them by their name. That was the whole reason. I think it was one of the first companies that ever had name tags was Walmart. And he did it for himself so he could call people by their name, which is like the most
important. That's personable, yeah.
Right. It's the most important
sound. How do people get in touch with you if they're listening and they want to find out more stuff?
They can go different ways. They can go right to our main website at mybusinessventure.com. They can also call us at 1-800-639-6644. And if anyone even has a question about starting a business or just even if it has nothing to do with us and are not interested in what we have to offer, they can feel free to even just email me at ceo@mybusinessventure.com and I'll answer their questions for free and try to pay it forward the best I can, give them good advice.
That's cool.
Just to help. There's nothing more inspiring to me than people looking to start a business, trying to make something better, step outside their comfort zone, and really, you know, make something of themselves. It's really admirable.
In the spirit of giving, so if anybody, you know, any of Tom's folks out there listening, if you want a free copy of my book, Franchise Savvy, send an email to Tom, and Tom will send it to me, and I'll send you a free copy of my book. It's Franchise Savvy, my story of how I went from a subway conductor and a Long Island Railroad employee to owning my own franchise, building it, selling it, and doing really well, and then getting another business and failing, and talking about that story. So, yeah, it's CEO at my business
venture. CEO at mybusinessventure.com.
Say that again.
CEO at mybusinessventure.com.
Okay, awesome. And just, you know, say free franchise book, and Tom will forward that email to me. So it's Tom Squared. So you'll get to one of us. and anybody out there wants to talk to me, feel free. You know, I offer a business that it's a free service that matches people with franchise opportunities based on skills and personality and goals. And I like to call it the e-harmony of business. And I help people understand, you know, the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations of franchising. It's not for everybody, but there's a lot of myths out there. And so I like to dispel those myths and help people really understand what franchising is and whether it would work for them. And I'm always available at Tom at thefranchiseacademy.com. Again, Tom at thefranchiseacademy.com. And I'll be happy to talk with anyone that has questions. Remember, for either Tom, me, or Tom from mybusinessventure.com, there are no silly questions. So I want to thank Tom Strudine from My Business Venture for coming on, and my wife, Gina.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope to do it again sometime. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. This has been the Franchise Radio Show, and thank you for listening in. We'll be back next week with a good friend of mine, Meg Schmidt, and Marianne Boom Boom Maizano, my co-host. Boom Boom's going to be in the house next week. Tune in, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is the FranchiseRadioShow.com. God bless you, and God bless America.